I'm like just crazy ready.
Let's do this.
For he's always glad when everything's bad, cause then his collections are good, 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 good. His nose knows no pathway of roses, no flowers that bloom in the spring. For it's catch as catch can for the scavenger man. Posterity, where is thy? All right, we're done.
That was so good, man. Hey, guys, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here at Dev Intersections in Las Vegas. I said Dev Intersections, but it's Dev Intersection. Here
okay,
in Las Vegas.
That's where we are.
Yeah, I'm here with Mark Miller's head.
There's only one intersection here, just to be clear.
We used to work together. We were diamond miners in Zaire.
Well, just the head and you worked together, really. My body, I don't know where it was at the time, but yeah, I remember that. You carried me around that little glass case. Those were the days.
We used to work together. Tell us what you do.
I am a chief scientist at DevExpress. I work on the CodeRush team, and my mind is really focused on developer tools.
Awesome. I used to be the chiefest scientist at DevExpress.
I know.
And then he pushed me out.
Yeah. There's only room for one chiefest scientist, really. I was either that or I was going to be like the chiefest scientist.
Yeah,
and people thought I was getting ridiculous, yeah, so I was like, Seth has to go.
All right, so you work on CodeRush. What is CodeRush for people that don't know? You should know.
CodeRush sits inside of Visual Studio, and it helps you write code faster. There are tools based on principles of good design for debugging faster, for writing code faster, navigating, that sort of thing.
So tell us, you're going to show us something that's built on top of CodeRush, is that right?
Right, it's a CodeRush plugin. So CodeRush has a plugin architecture, and so you can write different features. And this is a feature that I wrote that I'm pretty excited about. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I thought you guys would like it too. Right, right now I'm inside of Microsoft PowerPoint, and I'm a presenter, so I use PowerPoint a lot, and it's part of the MSDN subscription. So I figure there are a number of developers out there who might actually have access to PowerPoint or other vector or the tools where you can create vectors like Adobe Illustrator or Visio, for example. But I just want to show you how easy it is to do something to create a vector shape in here. If I want to create like a callout, I can just bring in the shapes that I want to be part of that callout, kind of combine them together like this, then select them both, then come into the Format ribbon, click on Merge Shapes, and choose Union. And now we've got a union of those two shapes together.
This is a pretty remarkable vector sort of tool.
It is. Let me just undo this a bit because I want to adjust this bottom piece a little bit more. Just make it a little bit more like that. And so now I'll select the two together. Again, go into Merge Shapes, choose Union. And now I've got this shape. And you can see I can come in here. Now I treat it as one thing. It's better than grouping, right? If I go in, let me just turn off the transparency on this for a second and we'll grab a color that we like. Maybe something like this, okay? It's better than grouping in terms of what you can do inside of PowerPoint. Grouping has, when you group things together, there are certain limitations, but when you merge them as a single shape, you
get a thing.
A thing, so I can now, for example, I can copy the style from that and paint that format on other shapes inside inside of PowerPoint. But the thing I really want to show you is not PowerPoint, right? This is about for a show for developers, right? What I want to do is I want to just copy this to the clipboard. So I'm just going to hit Control C. And then I want to go over into my XAML and I want to just go in here in the XAML and I just want to paste that in. And I wanted to show you how easy it is to take, to basically design your own vector shapes and now paste them into your applications. And that's it. Are you okay? Do we need to get a Channel 9 medic in here? Are you okay, buddy?
Wait, so you literally took a vector drawing,
right?
Copied it to the clipboard, and somehow managed to... It feels like there's like 1,000 steps that I'm missing.
Right, so there's a conversion that's going on here, and you can see some of the cool things that are happening in here. By the way, CodeRush is drawing these little color swatches underneath this. It puts everything in a view box, so if I want to, I can come in here and in the view box, I can say height is equal to 100 and give it a particular height, right? In a world where everything is really should be scalable, right? We've got screens ranging from very tiny, like a watch, all the way up to incredibly big and unlimited, essentially, with HoloLens, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be able to scale things. Everything really really needs to be in vectors. If you're still working in something that's not a vector, right, you're going to run into scaling problems. And so what's cool about this is it makes tools like PowerPoint or Visio or Adobe Illustrator work more seamlessly with Visual Studio.
Hold on. So I heard about, I just saw the PowerPoint, but you mentioned like two other programs.
Right.
That are pretty big.
Right. All right. So let's go to Visio. Let's say we want to create something maybe a little more sophisticated. So we'll, like a crescent wrench, for example.
Okay.
So we'll come in here and I'll grab a hexagon. And what I want to do is I want to kind of cut out the shape of the hexagon from this piece right here. So I can select the two like that and come in here. And I don't remember where they are in Visio, but I can just type in the command subtract right there, and there's the first part of the crescent wrench. And if I want to maybe make it actually modify, like it's about to grab something, that could be my icon or my logo, right, or whatever I want it to be, right. And I might want to change the color of this, for example. Do it like that.
Okay.
So now I can take these, both of these, and before I created a union, right. But it also works with groups, right. I can actually take a group or just copy whatever I want onto the clipboard, then come back over into Individual Studio, get to the place where I want to paste it in, and just paste it in, and there you can see it. It's just pasted in like that.
Holy cow! So. Because traditionally, I mean, I know if you were doing stuff in XAML, you'd have to go over to Blend and start drawing things. But if you already have stuff in other programs like Visio or PowerPoint, then you can totally just put it in.
Yeah.
But if you're a designer, you're usually doing stuff in Illustrator.
Yes. Yeah. So we can go over an Illustrator. In fact, Illustrator's got some very cool tools. For example, to create something like this, this kind of a shape right here, I actually in Illustrator I draw the line points and then I say I modify the line and say I want it to be curvy and then I make it very thick like this, right? And so I do this. And then, now you could take that and paste that in, but what you have is you have a line inside which doesn't scale as well. There's some scaling issues I've seen in some cases with that.
Okay.
And so what I like to do is I like to then convert this line to an outline of points, which is another thing I can do. So this is the converted version of it. So you can see here the line points around it. And then I take that and I copy it to the clipboard. And I can either paste it directly inside of here, or sometimes I'll actually bring stuff from Illustrator over into PowerPoint, because Illustrator doesn't group them and create them as a single group. It creates them as separate entities.
Sure.
So what that means is if I want to change the color, I have to change the color in each individual piece. And so what I'll do actually is I'll come over into PowerPoint and I'll paste it in. And at first it comes in like this. And I think I have to come on here and I have to choose paste options. What is it? Picture?
Oh, there you go.
What is it? I don't know if it's picture. And then there's a right click on this group, ungroup like that. And do you want to convert it to a Microsoft Office drawing object? So I say yes, but now I have this, and I think I ungroup it one more time, but now I have it where I want it to be. So I have now I have these individual pieces, and now I can come in here and I can say, click on format, and I can say merge shapes and choose union. And now I have a single union, so when I paste it in, I'm going to have one spot where I change the color. Here, I'll show you that. So I've copied that to clipboard. In fact, this time instead of being working in XAML, let's go over to HTML, and we'll just paste over inside here. I'll get rid of this, and I'll just paste in there. And now we'll right-click and say View in Browser, and say Yes, Save Changes, and there you can see it.
Wait a minute. So okay. So I understood you went first into XAML.
Yeah.
But now we're actually going also into HTML 5 with SVG.
Yes.
And so you can do so. Okay. Let me see if I understand. So you have Illustrator, you have PowerPoint, you have Visio. You do some vector drawings. You want those vector drawings to also exist in your web. Or your XAML application,
yes.
Totally just paste them in.
Yeah, because it makes sense to do that, right? Whether it's XAML, whether it's for the web, you really want to be able to have scalable things,
sure.
Right? Scalable interfaces really make a lot of sense. Bitmaps just don't make sense anymore.
No, they don't.
Right? So. So yeah, I just changed the color by the way to demonstrate this, right? I have one fill color right here, so I can just change the color right there in one spot, and then there you can see that it's updated.
Jeez.
So that's pretty cool. Let me show you a few other things if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
As long as we're working over here. So let's say we're here, but what we really want to do is we want to have a transparency. So let's pick a particular color. Why am I don't have the? I guess I go to custom. Wait, what's wrong with this? Why am I not? Oh, that, I'm doing text fill, sorry. That's why I wasn't seeing it. Hold on. Go in here, pick a color, and set the transparency. maybe we'll make it like a little bit red, and so 50%. So now we've got a transparency piece, right? Let me copy that to the clipboard. I'm gonna go over into, all right, so I wanna go over, I'm gonna first paste it over in my in the XAML app, and I'm gonna do, before I paste it in, I'm gonna turn this grid into like a wrap panel, I think is what I'll do. So let's come in here, we'll say wrap panel, just so that we can see these things side by side, right? So now I'll paste that piece in, and there you can see it. We'll change the height of it so it's more reasonable, like that. And you can kind of see it looks like it came across. In fact, there you can verify it right here. You can see there's the color swatch for it. You can see that it is, in fact, about 50% of red is what it is. Now let's go over here. Now SVG does not support transparency. So watch what happens when I paste here. Okay? It creates a linear gradient that essentially starts and stops with the same color and assigns it. So now if we come in here and say view in the browser, let's save it, and there you can see it's transparent.
So even, because obviously there's gonna be limitations when you're pasting either into XAML or into SVG, you overcome those limitations by doing the clever thing.
Right, and writing more code. In fact, we really get clever, watch this. Let's go over here and let's create, let's take it a step at a time, right? So you saw that it created a gradient here. So let's actually start, let's create a gradient here. Whoops, let's go to format. We'll do just a standard gradient. Let's do more gradients here. And we'll do gradient. I'm gonna just take these out right here. We'll maybe have it do a three color gradient is what we'll do. So we will start at red, and we'll go to maybe yellow, and then end up in blue. Okay, like that. So nice. That'll be our gradient, okay? So I'm now gonna copy this to the clipboard, and we're going to go over inside of XAML. So we're just kind of taking this a step at a time, so we're increasing complexity a bit at a time. So popping it in there, you can see the gradients defined, right? You can see it's all built up there for you. I'm gonna just drop the size down like I've been doing before, 100, like that, okay?
Okay.
So there you can see that's level one, and the same thing happens in SVG. I wanna bring up, just bring up the Solution Explorer here and pin it off to the side so you can see it. So here, here's what you can see right here is what's in here. I'm gonna take the converted images piece, I'm gonna delete this right here because that was, I think, from an earlier test. And let's come back over, and now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take this gradient and I'm gonna do some things that are gonna mess with, whoops, not the transparency, I'm sorry, I wanna do the angle. I'm gonna change the angle. So if I set it to an angle that's not at 90 degrees, not 270 or 360, that sort of thing, what happens is when it's copied to the clipboard, we lose certain information.
Sure.
That we can't, we now no longer can identify that this is the gradient that we can work with. But even if that happens, so if, let's say I do that, well, here's what happens. If I come over here and paste it in, watch what happens, and also watch over here when I paste it. So I watch over in the Solution Explorer. So here's the paste. It creates a folder called Converted Images and adds to the project the background needed for it. And then there you go. There's the paste right inside of there. And so I can do that there, and I can do it again. I can come over here into SVG, do the same kind of thing, and paste it in over here. And whoops, that's on the clipboard. Hold on. Let's go back. Grab it here. Copy it. Let's actually make a little bit of a change here to it. I'm kind of more into like that.
There you go.
All right, so we'll do that. Copy it to the clipboard. Come back in over here in SVG, and there you can see it's added a new image over there for us to represent that piece. And then we can come back into the HTML and we can say view in browser and save. And there you can see it right there.
That's pretty amazing.
So it's pretty cool.
So. In essence, now you can design things the right way.
Yeah.
And push them into either your XAML or your HTML5 application.
Yeah, the cool thing about this, right, is that these tools that are inside PowerPoint and Visio, they're not hard to use, right? You saw me subtract one shape from them another. You saw me do a union. Those kinds of things, they're not hard to do. It's easy to create these kinds of shapes, and even a non-designer can do it. So what you can do is you can get a reference shape of something like a bitmap of whatever you want to create an icon of, like a gear or a teardrop or whatever the thing is that you want to create, and then you can go in and build it yourself. And what's cool is that for essentially very little work and not having to hire a designer, you have royalty-free vector images that represent exactly what you want.
Not only that, but you can put them into your application. So this is awesome, but obviously, I'm hoping maybe you've done an application where you've used some of this.
Oh, yeah. I told you about this. You set me up for this.
Didn't
you?
That question, did you? I lobbed it, man.
I totally. That was a lob. Yeah. So let me show you this. I have, I've actually created these music notes right here. And I'm creating an application with a student that's working with me on the weekends who's doing it's a senior project for his high school. Mm-hmm. And we're creating an IDE for a music programming language called ALDA. And that's what we've built out here. And so this is the IDE as we're currently is in its current shape. And I can come down here in the REPL and I can say like A, B, C, and hit the enter key. And I can come up here in my document and I can create this up here. And let's just hit play and you can see it. And there, those are the notes right there. It defaults to a quarter note, but I could change it to like an eighth note by typing in an eight right there. Right there, and you can see the update like that. I can drop it down an octave, like I can say, like start at octave 3, and then you can do that. And I can even assign it to a variable, so I can say like call it run equals, and then say it's that sequence, and then that won't do anything now. But now if I type in run times 2, and then maybe run plus 5 times 2, what this is doing is it's going to take that variable sequence of notes, it's going to give it twice as it is, then it's going to pitch shift it up 5 semitones, and then do it twice again. And so if we now hit play, you should see like that.
That's awesome. And so this part in the middle,
yep, all that,
is you drawing those, repeating those vector drawings.
All of these notes were drawn in Microsoft PowerPoint. And I just copied and pasted them over so that I could use them, and it's just a WPF app.
And see, this actually opens such a larger way to make really rich looking applications in XAML.
I think it makes it more accessible, right? I think it's more accessible to the developer, right? Before this, right, and before actually finding these tools in PowerPoint, you know, Adobe Illustrator was like pretty elusive, right? Yeah. It kind of felt like it was a lot of training to get out there.
I'm still baffled by it sometimes.
Right, and the thing I like about PowerPoint is it's simple. There's a couple things I just really to emphasize how good this is. I'll show you. I'll create a gear, for example, right? PowerPoint is very cool because it's got these rounded rects with these additional yellow dotted controls. So I can create like the outside of the gear, like drag this over, spin this around 90 degrees. And what I've done is I've put like the centering icons up here, and I've also got the union pieces, so I can just come in here and I can union that, and I can come in here and I can drag it again. Actually, before I union that, let me, I think this is a little too fat for what I want to do. I want to create this a little bit thinner, so I'll drop it down to about there instead. So I'll do this again, spin it around like that, select a second one, come up here, center, right? So you get a sense of how fast this is, union, right? Control, drag, now spin it 45 degrees, right? Click the other one, center like that, then union, right? You can see how I'm getting there, right? It's not a lot of work, right? Now I'm gonna drag this piece down in here, get this just about as big as I want it to be. I think I flattened it out a little bit. Hold on, let's do that again. And then click the other one, center, right? Does it look good? I think it does. Do a union. Now cut a hole in the middle, right? Or just come in here, drag the piece in the middle, click the other one, center them both. Now I selected the middle one first, so if I hit subtract now, it's gonna say nothing because there's nothing left. But if I click the outer one, then the inside one, and then I choose subtract, there you go. It's that fast, right? I copy to the clipboard, and then I take it over, paste it inside of Visual Studio, and I'm done. It's got, and the thing is, it's got these tools to make it very fast to create these kinds of shapes.
And the thing about visual design now, and you're obviously an expert on visual design, is that simplicity probably is the best.
Yeah.
Is the best
it
thing.
Is.
And
is.
So with these tools, it might seem simplistic, but that's what you actually want.
Right. Here's the thing. We're creating symbols, and symbols are like the graphic equivalent of the acronym, right? We all love acronyms because they're shorter ways of describing things,
sure.
And symbols are the same thing.
So this brings up a larger question, and I obviously know a little bit about this. But the CodeRush plugin architecture, tell us about that and how long did it take to build this type of plugin?
Well, most of the work was in the conversion,
right?
And with regards to the actual interfacing with Visual Studio, it was like maybe an hour or less, right? And it's not only do I have the paste intercepts, but I also have, hold on a second, let's see, that's not the one I want to go to, this one. So I also have connections in with another architecture we have, which is code providers. And so here you can see it says paste as SVG. So when you hit a certain key, the CodeRush key, it checks to see what's available. And so that's one of the options. And if we go over into the XAML, it'll say paste as XAML. And so it's hooked into that architecture, right? And all of that is just very little work on my part. I'm just, you know, saying here's the hook in. So it's not a lot of work in terms of the integration part.
The hardest part
is the conversion. The hardest part was you know, okay, what happens if it's now something that we can't do, like SVG, you know, this crazy limitation that SVG doesn't support on most browsers, doesn't support the transparency, but they do support the gradients, and with gradients you can have a transparency, right? It's like, well, okay, you give me a limitation, I can still build the code to work around that. Right, so that took a little bit of time importing, you know, into the project, and then also supporting undo, so that if you undo those files that you brought in, I'm talking about these, if you need the converted images, mm-hmm. those go away, right, when you choose undo, thing. So that was some work, but other than that, it really wasn't a lot of work.
Well, this is awesome. So when is this going to be available then?
It's available right now.
Okay, awesome. Well, where can they go to download this stuff and learn more?
So you can go to devexpress.com/CodeRush to learn more about CodeRush, and you can download it. If you already have CodeRush, you want to get an update, so that you can get this plugin. And you can also go to my blog. I'm at devexpress.com/mark. And you'll see a blog about this. So.
Well, this is fantastic. Thanks for spending some time with us, bud.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks for watching. Again, we're in Las Vegas at Dev Intersections. And we'll see you next time. Take care.